Exposed from wedding bliss to social media nightmare. Imagine waking up one morning to an intimate video involving a popular media personality trending on social media, only to discover the man in the said video was your husband. The shock, embarrassment, and shame worsened for the unfortunate wife when bloggers decided to do some digging and reminded the world that the lady in the video was the MC at the wedding reception. It was at the bride's recommendation, along with a photo of her in her wedding dress. If Meta, X, and Telegram could choose any day to go down, this should have been the day. But no, as the hours passed, the louder the stories became, and her phone would not stop popping notification of tags. Why wouldn't people mind their own business? The messages varied from "Hey sis, have you seen this?" to the pitiful ones like "I'm sorry, had to go through this," to the unbelievable ones that read as "What did you expect, inviting a slay queen to MC your wedding?" Of course you would bet your husband. To say she was horrified would be an understatement. Was she disappointed? Sure she was. Surprised? Well, she knew her husband was not a saint, but for the lady whom she had admired for so long, it was a big let down for her, giving her sort of a woman at their own enemies vibe. Seeing other women stand up for her on social media was heartwarming, and she was grateful that at least she wasn't dragged so much into the trends. She wasn't close friends to the lady in the video, but a part of her expected a phone call from her asking to apologize for what had happened, but nada. She guessed she was busy playing victim to cyberbullying when it was her trust she had broken and violated. Meanwhile, it was her husband who didn't stop calling, obviously trying to convince her that it wasn't what she thought. But she didn't want to hear it. Wasn't it enough to make her public ridicule? Did he also think her daft enough to believe that it was just a moment of weakness? Reading online that he had dashed the lady a substantial amount for several months made her angry. Finding out that the money that was due her as a spouse was being slashed to entertain another woman was downright insulting to her, but who could blame him? She did seem to appear like a high-maintenance babe. As the day slowly and painfully ended, she contemplated calling the lady to confront her. At least she had that right. She called the number, but there was no response. Of course she wouldn't, she thought to herself. How was she going to explain herself? She decided to type out a long heartfelt message and send it to her. As pouring her emotions into the notes on her phone, she concluded it wasn't worth it. She didn't have to stoop low to be dragged into the scandal. She deleted her text and poured herself a glass of wine to console herself. Her phone rang. It was dear husband again. No, not tonight. She had own wounds to lick. Inspired by true events.